out of just whole wheat ground, see. And white flour is ground, sifted, get all the bran and everything out of it but the flour, see. That's a kernel, that's the inside part of the kernel.
What kind of bread do you make from it?
Make biscuit out of white bread.
Or the loaves.
Oh, loaf bread.
Mm-hmm.
They make that out of it, out of that white flour. But they make that out of old wheat bread. You've seen that.
Mm-hmm.
And you draw that, and they say it's healthier.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's got that bran in it.
Uh-huh. What about something that's it's round and it's got a hole in the middle?
Oh, that's a muffin.
Or, you know, it's round like this, it has a hole.
Donut.
Uh-huh. What do you call something like that that has yeast in it?
Oh, you can take yeast and make most anything. You have to have yeast to make light bread. That makes it rise. And then you have to have yeast if you want to make any kind of punch or something like that. You can put yeast in it.
Uh-huh.
And then you can take a yeast and put in syrup.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes a beer.
Mm-hmm. And something that you can make up a batter and fry 3 or 4 of these for breakfast.
Well, that's what I call flapjacks.
Okay. Any other name for that?
Fritters.
Okay.
And you see, you can just pour you a little bit down there. I've cooked a mini one. And since my wife been dead, I batched for about 7-8 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then I boarded some and stayed here in yonder some. But I'd take a spoonful of that batter, stir it up, flour and milk, whatever wants to go in it, and just put just a little bit of butter, or just enough grease to keep them sticking. Put it in that side I want it, and flop it over, take it up, fill my plate about half full of them. At least you get the syrup jar, some more butter.
Mm-hmm.
You know how to cook. How much cooking you ever done?
I'm not that good at cooking. do you remember after they'd kill a hog, what they could make with the hog's head?
We call it the souse.
Okay.
And then some of them call it hog head cheese.
Okay.
And then some of it, there's another name, but I can't call it right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you put the take the hog feet and boil them, get all the meat you can off them and mix it in all that and have the ears in it. And you get it all mixed and work the bones out of it and all like that. You put in a, what we call a flour sack.
Mm-hmm.
And press it down, press the grease out of it all you can, and the more grease you get out of it, it's all under how fat your hog was you made your stuff out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then tie a string good and tied around it and hang it up over a bowl or plate or something other to catch that grease.
Mm-hmm.
And it'd drip out a heap of grease during the night.
Mm-hmm.
And then morning, if it's cold enough, take a knife and slice it up and smack it one. It makes a good meal.
And
that's what they call hog head cheese.
Uh-huh. What do you call the hard thing in the middle of a cherry? You know, cherry that you eat. What do you call the hard thing in the middle of it?
Cherry.
Uh-huh.
That's a kernel.
Okay. What about in a peach?
Tea.
A peach.
Well, it's the same thing.
Kernel?
A kernel.
Uh-huh.
Anything that's got a seed in it, like a peach, or cherry, or anything you can bust open, they'll bust.
Mm-hmm.
You can plant them and they'll come up.
Mm-hmm.
They're germinating, come up.
You know, there's one kind of peach that you have to cut that seed out of.
Well,